Yeah, we're still here. It's Mile High Magazine. Happy Christmas Eve, everybody. Appreciate you listening to Mile High Magazine. And joining me now is Stephen Hinkle, the Public Relations Manager of the Denver Rescue Mission. Stephen, good to have you on again this time of the year. We love talking to you about what's going on at the Denver Rescue Mission and what you need. It's always a big need down there, isn't it?
Yeah, 2023 has definitely shown itself to be, you know, quite challenging in many different regards. Our services have never been stretched, and look forward to talking with you about some specific ways the community can get involved and help people who are experiencing homelessness.
Well, how much bigger is it with the homeless situation going on in the city, which is probably the biggest it's ever been, the need for you guys? How do you keep up?
Honestly, a lot of the help comes from community partners, and we're serving about 1.2 million meals, and that is the most we've ever served in a calendar year in the mission's history. And the mission has been around since the late 1800s, so just to give you some context, we're serving more meals now than we've ever have, and we've been around serving the Denver community for 131 years. So gives you a small glimpse into how the need has just been growing pretty exponentially in the last few years, especially. Across the Front Range and specifically in the Denver metro area, there's about 10,000 people roughly on a nightly basis experiencing homelessness. And the best way to help give back is, you know, come and serve a meal and provide, you know, just maybe a small smile and a glimmer of hope to people who walk through our doors and use our services.
Those numbers you just quoted there, Stephen, are just blowing my mind to think that that's as many as you've ever had in the history of the Denver Rescue Mission. I don't know what to say.
Since 1892. I mean, in addition to that, I'm just talking from the meal standpoint of things. We're also providing a whole lot of shelter nights and, you know, giving a roof over people's heads on a nightly basis as well. Like, it's Christmas Eve, so we're going to approximately shelter 1,250 people tonight.
Oh.
And that's typically what we do on a night-to-night basis during these cold winter months. Because, you know, we live in a community that, quite frankly, doesn't want people to freeze to death. And we provide, you know, a warm, safe environment for people who are, you know, quite frankly, have hit some really tough times and are in a very vulnerable position. So when people come to the Denver Rescue Mission doors, we are going to do the best we can to meet their needs, find out what their needs specifically are, and then try to hit some goals that individual has moving forward. But at the very least, we're going to provide, you know, at least a warm meal and a shelter night so, you know, you can get off the streets during these cold winter days.
And what about clothing? Do you provide clothing? Because I see some of these poor people, yes, and they don't even have a winter jacket.
That's one of the really beautiful things we do. So in North Denver, we have what we call our Ministry Outreach Center, which can basically be boiled down to, it's our donation center. And this donation center is about 55,000 square feet. And anybody who wants to come and donate, whether that be clothing or food, they can come to that spot in the North Denver area. So, and when somebody does provide clothing and or food, we turn that item back around as quickly as we can to make sure that the individuals who are, you know, needing those services, needing that jacket or, you know, socks or gloves,
right,
or, you know, mashed potatoes, whatever it might be, we turn it around as quickly as possible. And that just goes back to that whole overarching, you know, idea of how the community is going to play a key role in helping people who are experiencing homelessness to help them get out of the vulnerable state that they're in and back on their feet. If you don't mind, I'll tell you a little bit about what we have. We have a community store, and our community store, while we're going to call it a store, individuals who are experiencing financial hardships, whether that be clothing or food, can come to that community store and shop for free. So if you and your family can't afford food at this time, or you need a little bit of a hand up, so to speak, for your clothing situation, you can come to that Ministry Outreach Center, like I said, where all of our donations take place, present an ID, and you can shop for free.
Wow.
Monday through Friday, every single morning. And, you know, and the need there has been increasing a lot. So I would also say to community members who are able to give and donate, you know, we're a wonderful organization to provide some level of hope to individuals, you know, who are experiencing some financial hardship. So we do provide warm clothes. We do provide warm meals. We do provide a warm room during these winter months. And it's really crucial because, you know, as we were talking, Denver weather, you could be golfing one day, but before you know it, in December, it could be zero.
Yeah.
So we just really want to protect our neighbors as best as we possibly can.
And where is this store again, Stephen? The location?
Sure. It's in the North Denver area. It's about, you know, a mile south of I-70 and about 2 miles east of I-25. So it's in that general corridor, basically where the interchange between I-70 and I-25 is. And you can find all the information on our website, denverrescuemission.org.
Good enough. And a lot of other good information there, too, because I've checked it out. And maybe you can tell us who qualifies for help at the Denver Rescue Mission. Maybe we should just let people know. Everybody, sure. Probably is. Everybody.
Anybody yeah. who walks through our doors, we're going to have an intake team that will assess whatever your needs are and then also assess what your goals are moving forward. And all that process starts, anybody who wants to use our services, they can go to that downtown Denver location that we've been at for decades at this point. Or if you, like I said, I talked about the community store. If you are currently in a housed situation, have a roof over your head, but just need a financial hand up, then they could go to the Ministry Outreach Center, and anybody who wants to use those services, as long as they have an ID, can go ahead and walk through those doors.
And you say ID, you've said that twice now. Explain what that might be so they have an idea what to get.
Sure, exactly. So yeah, I would say if you do come to our downtown Denver location and you do not have an ID, we will certainly still find a way to provide you services. You know, we will find a way to help you get an ID if you do need one. Now, if you wanted to use our Ministry Outreach Center and what we call our community store, then we definitely need some form of identification to make sure that we can track that you're using our services and make sure that we can stay in touch with you as well.
So you got all the help to get those IDs, which is good to know as well. And I'm curious, because I'm hearing more and more, too, from other organizations. You're seeing a lot of families, not just maybe women by themselves or men by themselves, but families. Do you see a lot of that at the Denver Rescue Mission?
Yeah, we do help families. Also, we have a North Denver location, and we do help families. We have what is called our Bridge Program, and it's a housing transition program for people that are either looking for a job or currently have a job, but doesn't quite cover their complete financial need, so they can use our services through that Bridge Program. And after a period of, say, 6 to 12 months, they can work their way through their program, get a little bit more firm footing underneath their feet, and then back to stable housing and back to a stable employment situation. So, yes, we are definitely helping families through that program, but our need in helping those families has never been greater.
Wow.
There have been times in this past year in 2023 where we've had upwards of a 2 to 3 month wait list for individuals who want to get into that program. And it's just really unfortunate that families are finding the hard times that they are finding. And we have definitely, you know, discerned that one of the reasons that these families are struggling more than they ever have is, you know, the city of Denver is experiencing an eviction rate like they've never experienced before. And what our program does is try to help people, like I said, get back from the financial hardships that they're suffering to back on their feet into more stable housing and stable employment as well.
And we talk families, you're talking kids. They have children, right?
Yes. Yeah, we actually have a youth room as well. We have 2 full-time employees that help take care of the youth center that provides tutoring. You know, if they want to have just a little recreation, they can play some video games, or we have basketball courts outside if the weather's warm enough. So in an average year, give or take, we'll probably assist somewhere in the vicinity of 30 to 50 children, shall we say, ranging from anywhere from 1 year old to 16 or 17, and they're in high school. So, yeah, we definitely have a youth department that does assist when families come to use our services as well.
And when they're using your services that you offer, where do the kids go to school?
Most of them go to somewhere in the Denver Public School general area. There's definitely a bus that comes, if not 2 or 3 buses that come by our location, pick up kids and take them to school. Third grade, first grade, junior, seniors in high school. That runs the whole gamut of individuals that kids that are using, you know, our services, and they go to school during the day and then they come back, and their parents who are in our respective programs while they're at work or while they're doing the adult thing, so to speak.
Yeah.
We have tutors that help out our kids in our youth group.
Wow, you're telling me stuff, and I've known Denver Rescue Mission for a long time. I didn't know you guys are doing all this kind of stuff. You're overwhelmed. Crazy.
We really genuinely believe that there are a wide variety of needs, and we're trying to provide a big umbrella to help those needs, because everybody who comes to our door is a unique situation, and there isn't just one overarching solution to somebody who is experiencing homelessness. And so we try to provide a wide swath of services to help individuals, like I've said a couple times, reach their goals, because everybody's goal is different and everybody that comes through our door is unique. And we just try to meet those unique needs every day.
Well, in all of this activity you're doing to help people all over the metro area, one thing you did mention earlier, and let's get back to that a little bit, your need for volunteers. You must need for, name them, meal services, whatever, youth room you mentioned. So how do they get involved, and how many do you need?
So this calendar year, there's going to be about 60,000 hours of volunteer time donated to us through our wide variety of volunteers. So the first step, go to our website, denverrescuemission.org, and there's a volunteer button. And then from there, you can look at a wide variety of opportunities. The simplest and easiest way is certainly just to serve a meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We serve roughly 3,000 plates of food every single day.
Wow.
So we can't do that without the help of volunteers. In addition to that, like I mentioned, we have a youth room that has tutors, and we need individuals who are willing to volunteer their time to help, you know, whether the kids in first grade or fifth grade, or, you know, we have middle school and high school students. We need tutors who can come in and help these students, you know, with their grades and with their studies as they work their way through the education system as well. Another thing, when people donate items, those items need to be sorted in an efficient and an organized manner. Volunteers can come and they can help organize our donations as well. And those are just a small, quick snippet of the volunteer opportunities. We've had saxophonists come and play during lunchtime.
Good.
You know, we've had pianists come and play during lunchtime at some of our locations as well. We're certainly open to unique ideas if you have a unique skill set that, you know, could certainly help us. And all that information, you can contact our volunteer department. Like I said, DenverRescueMission.org is, you know, the website, and that can take you on your way to helping you find out how you, not only as an individual, can organize, but if you have a group or a business, or maybe you're another nonprofit that wants to organize, you know,
sure,
we'll certainly take groups as well.
And of course, always a donation is appreciated, right, Stephen?
Absolutely. If you are able, we will certainly take your donation. Any monetary amount is fine. If you cannot give financially, that's totally fine. But you have some clothes in your closet that, you know, don't fit you anymore or you don't have any use for, by all means, feel free to donate to us, and we will find a way to make sure that those donations get used in as best possible manner for the individuals who come use our services.
Stephen Hinkle, who's the public relations manager for the Denver Rescue Mission. I can tell your passion, Stephen, when we talk. You have passion for what you're doing to help these people.
As an organization that is faith-based, we really do believe, you know, that helping the most vulnerable is a really important part of what we do and who we are and in our essence. We're an organization of over 300 employees, and to make this city as beautiful and as wonderful and as awesome as it can be, we need to be doing this work, because everybody has hit hard times at some point in their life. Certainly not everybody has, you know, experienced homelessness. If we can really rally around this specific issue, because it's a really key part of this city right now, and, you know, try to get people back on their feet and focus on showing empathy and compassion and kindness, it's not going to be a quick process, so to speak. But with enough volunteer hours, with enough donations, and, you know, with enough community support, we can really help this city thrive and be the wonderful place that it is. And we need to do this together as a community. And the employees that work here really do believe that We have a certain calling in our lives to help people who are in a vulnerable spot. Unfortunately, you know, so many people out there are only one paycheck away or one medical bill away
right.
from experiencing right. homelessness. And it's really important that we help individuals when they're, you know, in that tough spot, because at some point everybody's going to need a hand right, up in right. their lives. And that's what we're trying to do, is help people who are experiencing homelessness.
And you are doing a great job, Stephen. Keep up the good work there. You folks listening, support what you can. And thank you for coming on Mile High Magazine today, Stephen. Appreciate it.
Merry Christmas to everybody and happy holidays.
Yep, same to you too. And you guys listening, happy holidays. We'll talk to you all next week here on Mile High Magazine.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.